next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who dat, and welcome back to Canal Street Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Ertl. It's just me today. I'm going to be talking about the Saints and 49ers coming up this weekend on Sunday. The San Francisco 49ers are traveling to New Orleans to take on the 6-2 Saints. They're currently 4-5 overall in the season, and the Saints and 49ers had the same matchup last year around the same time. 49ers who are coming into this game look 100% different. The Niners have had the injury bug, and it's not something to have an excuse over, but if you lose your quarterback, your best player, and tons of other pieces around your team, you're not going to be as successful. And coming from what happened last year, I know the Saints are not going to take this team lightly at all. They are not a fan of the 49ers, neither are all Saints fans, but they are going to try and kill these guys and get revenge. And two players on the Saints were playing in that game last year for the 49ers, that being Emmanuel Sanders and Quan Alexander. Those guys are going to have a little bit of motivation. That being that the 49ers didn't necessarily want to get rid of them, but they didn't really want to keep them. They decided to pass on Emmanuel Sanders, and they obviously traded away Quan Alexander for an injured linebacker and a fifth-round pick. These Saints need to come out the way they did last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now that they played their best game, their most complete game, the media is on their side. Not all media, but some. Some have said they're a top five team. Some have said they're the best team. But if they play like they did in Tampa, they are the best team in the NFL. There's no arguing that. If you have an argument for that, please come let me know. At Brendan Ertl, tell me why they're not the best team if they play like that every week. And especially with a team like the 49ers who are extremely banged up. This is not a week where you can take a team lightly because they're injured, because it's still a very talented team. If this team isn't injured, this season and this game is completely different. I mean, they are really depleted, not having Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, Jaquiski Tartt, Debo Samuel, Richard Sherman for some games. Quan Williams will miss this game. Of course, Solomon Thomas and Nick Bosa, their defensive rookie of the year, Dee Ford as well. All these guys who were the key pieces to this team are gone, and yes, the Saints fought the injury bug, but not this bad. This is just a straight-out outbreak. This is a pandemic in the 49ers locker room of injuries. I have to feel bad for those guys, but this is a game that the Saints are favored 9.5 points over, as they should. How good they looked last week, they should be favored by almost double digits, but they need to go out and show it. They got to dominate from start to finish. These 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, loves to run a football. Tevin Coleman did not practice this Wednesday in the injury report. Not sure if he's going to be able to go or not, but he's going to be their main workhorse. And if it's not, it's Jermichael Hasty. And they're going to try to run the football as much as they can because they have Nick Mullins at quarterback. So they're not going to beat these Saints through the air. And if they do, we're not going to the Super Bowl. Simple as that. But for the Saints side of the football, all the positive points of the Saints, it's been their first practice this season. They've had a clean injury report, not many guys on there, and they had a full attendance at practice. Not one player missed practice. Quan Alexander was there, Michael Thomas, Drew Brees, you name it. A few players were limited, that being Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. Those were the existing injuries they've been battling, so just maintenance there. And Ryan Ramczyk and Eric McCoy popped on the list with new injuries, but those were limited, and that'll happen when you play offensive line. They should be fine for this Sunday. I'd be a little more concerned if they didn't practice or whatnot, but they should be good to go this week. But the Saints are healthy, and that Tampa game was the first game they've been healthy since the last Tampa game. And how they looked in those two games? Phenomenal. Great. Super Bowl contending. Yes, they play the Bucks. And when you play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, you're going to be a little bit more fired up and you're going to get ready to go. But if they come out and play like that every week, man, they should be favored by more than 10 points. Now, if we looked at the Saints schedule before the season and we looked at the first 8 games, what would your record prediction for this team be? 6-2? 7-1? Maybe 5-3? Well, they're right there. They're 6-2. They did it in a really weird way. It didn't feel like a dominant 6-2 like we're used to seeing these crazy win streaks. But there's only one team that has a longer win streak in the NFL than the Saints, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 8-0, who had a scare last week against the Dallas Cowboys. And that was a game where lots of people would put the Steelers to win that game. They'd put their lives in that game. And the Steelers came out, looked flat, and the Cowboys had them. It was a game for 4 quarters. That's something the Saints can't do this week with the 49ers, especially with these division games coming up. And looking at the second half of the schedule, the Saints have 1 game remaining with against a team that has a winning record that's over 500. But there's some good, really good teams left on this schedule. The Atlanta Falcons twice, who are playing decent football. If it wasn't for some major blown fourth quarter leads, they'd be still competing in this division. My point is, they gotta just beat these 49ers like they should. They should beat them by 10 points, get out of this game with a W, get Jameis Winston some playing time, and then look to the Atlanta Falcons next week. But this is definitely not a team that should be sticking around with the Saints. If they're 100% healthy, hell yeah, this is a great team. It'll be a great game if they are completely healthy. I still think the Saints would win that game. But still, this is a team that they're missing their quarterback, George Kittle, their whole defensive lineup feels like, their whole defense, Richard Sherman, and just so many other guys where it's like, this is like their JV team. And the Saints got to go out there and play like they did against Tampa and the rest of the season. No reason they shouldn't win the Super Bowl if they keep playing like that. Absolutely. This is one they need to improve the 7-2. And I'll tell you what, the Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, the Bucks, they're not going to lose much anymore. It might take a 12-4 or 13-3 record to win the NFC. That gives the Saints 1 game to spare to lose, 1 or 2 games. You got the Kansas City Chiefs, you got the Minnesota Vikings, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Falcons twice, the Niners. These aren't easy games. And you never know when a slip-up could happen, when an injury could happen. You don't know. So taking care of this game when they have a great opportunity to sweep these guys off their feet, go ahead and do it. Another guy I want to talk about before I end this podcast, this quick podcast, is Emmanuel Sanders. He came to New Orleans to win a Super Bowl. He had interest from the 49ers to come back, but they didn't really want to pay him, and he didn't feel like it was a great fit moving forward just because he wanted the football, and he didn't feel like the 49ers were still at that point where he could get back. And he chose the Saints for good reason. And we're seeing that. We saw that last week. He was a major factor in that win. He got a few targets. He got a big first down and a big touchdown. He's a big part of this offense. And I know against the 49ers, he had a great game against us when he played in the Dome last year. Threw a passing touchdown and caught a deep touchdown. Let's do the same result. Let's get the same thing going for this week. I know he's got lots of friends on that team, but I guarantee that he wants to beat these guys again. Him and Kwon Alexander, especially. He's hungry to beat these guys again. He wants to go out there and do it because they traded him. They got rid of him. They thought, okay, the guys in-house, we like more. We don't really want to eat your contract. See you later. And I think the fit with Kwon and DeMario will be perfect. And DeMario, he's a great Mike linebacker. He can play any of the linebacker spots. But I think they'll be able to do so much more with DeMario with Kwon Alexander in the lineup moving forward. Because when you blitz DeMario, who's covering? Alex Anzalone? Craig Robertson? I don't know. I don't feel safe with those guys back there. So having a guy like Kwon man up, be that Will or Mike when DeMario's blitzing, it's perfect. It's the perfect fit. I think they will make each other better, adding Kwon's athleticism. And this defense already playing at such a high level last week, they're just adding to that. They're adding a Pro Bowl guy. How good can this defense be? We're seeing it every week. We saw it in training camp. We've seen it in training camp for the past 2 years and last year. This rush defense is one of the league's best, if not the best. They're closing in on the 100-yard rushing record, and they're one of the top rushing defenses in the NFL, and it showed last week with the Bucs running four times. Four. That's going to do it for today's show. Just a quick one out to you guys. Before we face the 49ers, Nate and I will be back after the game, hopefully after a nice Saints W, moving forward to the Atlanta Falcons. And y'all know the drill. Hit me up on Twitter. And I appreciate you guys' support always.
Who
dat?
Who dat? Let's go. We on the road. The next stop. The Super Bowl. Hell yeah. You know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who dat? Who dat? Say they gon' beat them Saints. They a lie. They can try, but in the dark.